Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spiegel and Holmes.
All right, well, we navigated that pretty well. I was worried. But I'm always worried.
So. That's your thing.
Yeah, that's my bit.
Afternoons on the Score.
Does it tell you about Caleb that he's here and leading those guys out there?
Yeah, I did. He's committed to learning the offense. We're not where we need to be yet as a team, and he understands that. And any chance he gets to get a few more full speed reps, it sounds like he wants them.
That's Ben Johnson talking about Caleb Williams. The Bears' offseason activities are over. Soon, in about 5 weeks, they'll have preseason activities because training camp will be underway. This is the Spiegel and Holmes Show. I'm Lawrence Holmes. I'm back. Spiegs is off today, but I'm hanging out with you for the next hour. We will go back to Wrigley Field in about 20 minutes or so, talk with Bruce Levine after he gets done inside of both the home and visiting clubhouses after the Cubs lose 2-1 in 10 innings against the Pirates. I had the joy of sitting next to Nicholas Moriano last year at one of the most upsetting games that the Bears played down in Arizona. He does really unique coverage of the Bears, so I'm glad that we get the opportunity to talk. You can check him out. It's the Bigs. You can follow him on Instagram and Twitter as well. He joins us now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Nicholas, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. I forgot about that Arizona game because obviously that one didn't end really well for the Bears, that one.
No, it did not. It was quite awful. But the new day is here. Now that over the organized team activities, all the mini camps and OTAs are over with, what's the biggest takeaway that you have from what you were able to see at Halas Hall?
I think it has to go to the coaching staff there, Lawrence. Just the attention to detail that Ben Johnson has showed right from the very beginning, but how that's also trickled down to every single other position coach. You see it from Eric Bieniemy, Al Harris, Antoine Randle-El, and if there are mistakes being made, they're being corrected. Like, Caleb Williams is being chewed out in practice, and that's a good thing for, I think, Caleb Williams' growth, but also just so everybody has a better understanding of what's to be expected when they do come back for training camp.
I think that's a really interesting point, and honestly, that's been something that I've found pretty refreshing about Ben Johnson. None of us can say that any of this is going to work, Nicholas. None of us. But what I'm seeing as far as process goes with Ben Johnson, I feel more comfortable that the Bears are being run like most any other football team, which is weird to say. It feels like it's a step in the right direction.
No doubt about it. And for one example, to kind of illustrate that, where Caleb Williams, he connects with Roschon Johnson in 7-on-7 in the flat. But later on in the press conference, we hear that Ben Johnson, why he chewed out, you know, Caleb Williams for it, it's because he was late. But it's like those are the small details that go from maybe that gain being a 2-yard gain to you know, maybe a 6-yard gain that eventually moves the chains. But you do want to hear that, especially at this time, Lawrence, because you don't want those mistakes happening in season like we kind of heard about last year with the Bears players, and why they want an accountability so bad with whoever is going to be the next coach. And obviously Ben Johnson has shown that he's going to commit to that thus far.
What's been Caleb's reaction to all of this, where there's, like you have pointed out and illustrated, there's clearly accountability now on him. We heard players say last year they wanted everyone to be coached hard, and now whether it's Cole Kmet getting yelled at in a practice or Caleb Williams getting yelled at in a practice, there seems to be a higher level of accountability. How's the quarterback taking that?
I think he's been really receptive to it. I think just him being there with Rome Odunze in last Tuesday's practice before they went off to the summer shows how much he wants to get this addressed, being that the offense needs to be where it, you know, ultimately needs to be. So I think he's handled it really well. Obviously, there is some, you know, off the field stuff with everything about, you know, the book that came out with ESPN and how he kind of handled that. But in terms of what Ben Johnson's asking of him and being really accountable with just what he needs to do in every single play, like Caleb's been Caleb Williams and being somebody that is open to feedback. He wants to be better. And, you know, I think just him being there in last Tuesday's practice really shows that.
Yeah, I was wondering about that too. Like, I think there were people that were wondering on whether or not he would show up and whether he was going to continue to be there in areas that he didn't. What's from what you've been able to find out from people that you talk to, what's been the level of commitment that Ben Johnson has asked for and received from Caleb Williams throughout this process?
Well, I think the big thing here, Lawrence, with that is just that for Caleb Williams, it's not what he's just doing when he's inside the walls of Hallis Hall, right? Like, obviously, that's where you're going to have a lot of attention to detail with when you're around coaches, but it's outside of that as well. So I think for Caleb Williams, he's always on, right? Always on in terms of wanting to learn this playbook, wanting to learn the nuances of how to play on time and in rhythm in Ben Johnson's playbook. So I think that's going to be the big thing for him to have success in year two, and specifically in Ben Johnson's system. If you can't play on time or in rhythm, you're not going to have success. That's how Jared Goff was able to have 4,000 yards passing each of the last three seasons when Ben Johnson was the play caller. So I think it's Caleb Williams taking it upon himself when he's outside the walls of Hallis Hall that's really going to lead to success for what could be a successful second season.
I know that you do like these crazy extensive video breakdowns when the games are done. You're going and trying to make sure that you got everything right. What was your feeling on how Caleb played last year? And from what you saw and what people told you, where can he improve?
Yeah, so I think the big thing, obviously, when you have an offensive line that was, I think, a makeshift group from week to week, and it accounts for 68 sacks, everyone wants to point to, yeah, that's just the O-line. When you really watch Caleb Williams, there were times where he's just hanging onto the ball too long. Like, whether that's by design because of the offensive scheme or just on him himself, like, he just needs to operate a little bit quicker and trust what he's seeing. So I think that's why I said that's going to be so big for him in year two. And that's why he's there on the Tuesday before everyone goes away for the rest of the summer to continue learning Ben Johnson's offense. But the big thing here is playing in rhythm, getting the ball out. Even if it's not a deeper play, you could take the check down and that can still be a success. And I think if Caleb could do that more consistently, do that in year two, like, he's going to be just fine. We know he can improvise, get outside the pocket and extend and make those plays that Jared Goff couldn't. But it's really what he could do operating within the pocket is what I'm really curious to seeing as he embarks on this journey with Ben Johnson.
I love that you said that, because I kind of feel similarly, where you look at the timing of the stuff that was going on in Detroit. And look, Jared Goff's a 1-on-1 too. So it's not like we're talking about a slouch of a player. It's just that Caleb seems to have more stuff that can make him more of an explosive player, but I don't know if it turns out the same way if he doesn't play with the same anticipation and timing that we saw Jared Goff play with. And if he does, then I think it could be super fun when the pocket breaks down or play breaks away,
because Caleb's got some of that intangible stuff that golf doesn't.
Well, Lawrence, it's all about balance, I think, with Caleb Williams, because what you were just speaking to, all the stuff that happens outside the pocket when he extends the play, that's God-given ability. That's just instincts. And Caleb Williams, even in his rookie season, showed a lot of those types of plays. But I think within this offense, it is so crucial to know exactly when you got to come off for your first read, when the defense is dictating that you can't make it that throw there. Go to the second one and be on time, in rhythm, and just operate that way. So if Caleb can find that balance here, Lawrence, then you are talking about a guy that is definitely going to take a huge jump in year two. And when you look at just the stats, like, it's not that Caleb had a bad year. Just wasn't maybe the Jaden Daniels year that everyone maybe was thinking that, you know, Caleb Williams could have. So if he could just find that balance of the improvised plays plus playing within the pocket in time, man, you should feel excited about what Caleb Williams can do next season.
Nicholas Moriano of It's the Bigs is joining us here on the Spiegel and Holmes Show. I'm Lawrence. Spiegs is off today. I got you until 6 o'clock. Now let's talk about the guys in front. They seem to make all the moves they could inside of this offseason, except for left tackle, except for the fact that they drafted Ozzie Trapillo. Do you think that he's going to be given... If Braxton Jones is not an option in 5 weeks, do you think that he's going to be given a legitimate shot to start at left tackle?
I think so, Lawrence. And I think going back to one of the press conferences Ben Johnson had, saying something along the lines of wanting to find the answer to that position and find it relatively quickly. So if that's Ozzie Trapillo, you run with it and you go with it. And I think it's important to establish some kind of continuity in training camp, because usually when the Bears enter that phase of the season, they're mixing guys in. You think of the center position last year, Ryan Bates, Coleman Shelton, they're switching every single other day. If you feel that Ozzie Trapillo is making progress, and look, it's unfortunate Braxton Jones is injured right now, but if he's making progress, if he's stacking up good practices against Montez Sweat, Dio Dangbo, you run with it. And I think if the Bears want to find a consistent starter there so he can work and grow along Joe Tooney, who's going to be playing the left tackle or left guard spot.
And so how likely do you think it is that we end up with Darnell Wright over there if things don't work out, or do you feel like he's locked in over at the right side?
You know, I would feel like he is locked in at right tackle just based off the Ben Johnson's latest comments. And I just think that, you know, look, we've heard publicly what Ben Johnson and Ryan Poles have said about even like a guy like Karan Amagaji, the former third-round draft pick out of Yale. So I think there are guys over there that they want to still evaluate and see at the left tackle spot. So moving Darnell Wright after he's had two decent seasons at right tackle, I want to see what he can do in a third season now and be that Penei Sewell for Ben Johnson like he had in Detroit. So I think we're going to see Darnell Wright stay on that right side, and they'll figure out the left side as it goes through training camp.
It was interesting to hear Ben Johnson talk pretty frankly about Luther Burden missing time and how much he's missing by not being out there. There's an opportunity, considering this is a guy who had a lot of first-round grade, the fact that he's not out there when they're saying, hey, man, there might be a job for you to win. How concerned should he be about that heading into training camp?
Well, look, there's a lot of guys that can play that slot position right now, Lawrence. I mean, they did bring in Olamide Zaccheaus also this offseason. They signed Devin Duvernay. You have also Colson Loveland who will play in the slot there as well. So, you can't count out Tyler Scott at this point yet, but there are a lot of bodies right there, and that's what makes it so interesting with all the pass catchers that the Bears have. I think Luther Burden is talented. We all saw that in his college tape in Missouri, but we haven't seen him on the field. And so as a rookie coming in, learning this offense, like, there's going to be some ground to be made up in training camp. So I'm really curious to see what that all looks like and if he is fully good to go in training camp. But there's a lot of guys with a lot of experience who are also looking to get some good playing time in Ben Johnson's offense. So Luther Burden, if he's healthy, he's going to have his work cut out for him.
How much work was Colson Loveland able to do?
I mean, outside of mirroring routes especially that was in rookie minicamp. He's just off to the side most times, mirroring routes and kind of just being off to the side while everyone else is actually doing the on-field work. There wasn't much, though, Lawrence. And, you know, he's still saying that he's building up his strength and kind of the mobility. And that's another guy that you're just – you want to see what he looks like alongside Cole Kmet. But there wasn't a lot there to make from just in the off-season training program. So training camp's going to be huge for him to just see how he gets acclimated. And, you know, he's going to be coming in, and the pads will be coming on not too long after that. So – you want to see how he's also going to shape up and, you know, be able to withstand blocking, you know, maybe an end at some plays. Who knows what it may be, but we didn't get to see a lot of Colson Loveland or Luther Burden.
All right, Nicholas, I know that you've broken down a lot of tape. What's the tape tell you about what Dennis Allen's defense could look like?
That's the question, Lawrence. I think when you think of Dennis Allen, Montez Sweat, I think, described him perfectly. A complex individual. So when you're looking at where Montez Sweat lined up primarily, even the last two seasons, it was opposite of the right tackle. I don't know if that's going to be the case now with Dennis Allen being the DC, because based off of what Montez Sweat was saying, one, you're going to be in different alignments, different stances, different positions on the D line. So I think there's just going to be a mixture of how you're seeing all these defensive linemen lined up, and then factor in the exotic blitzes that you're going to see with Dennis Allen. There's no telling, to be completely honest, of what Dennis Allen's going to be able to do and how that can benefit a guy like Montez Sweat, moving him around to be the multiplier that he was brought in to be. So that's going to be fun to watch throughout the training camp practices. Where's Montez Sweat on every given down? Because I don't think it's just going to be lined up opposite of the right tackle anymore.
Yeah, and I do wonder if they did enough when it came to the defensive end spot. I know they mm-hmm. have bodies and they've brought in guys, but I feel like Montez Sweat needs a pass rushing partner. Now, maybe the pass rushing partner comes from the guys on the inside of the line, but I'd love to see someone be a menace on the other side of him. Who's got the opportunity to try and win that job?
I mean, it better be Dio Odengbo. Right? You paid that guy to be the opposite guy of Montez Sweat. And so if it isn't him, then you're asking a lot out of a guy like Austin Booker or, you know, Dominique Robinson has flashed at times at this point of the season.
He's still around.
He's still around, Lawrence. He's hanging in there, but it's a lot different when the pads come on. Like, he's looking good against Darnell Wright right now, but when the pads come on, you're curious to see how that matchup plays out. But it has to be Dio Odengbo. If it isn't, I mean, look, the Bears paid him a hefty amount to be the guy opposite of Montez. And Montez himself needs to have a resurgence type of year, because if those two guys have any type of a down year, this defensive line is not going to be the unit that it should be. That's going to affect the linebackers and then ultimately affect a secondary that should be one of the better units in the NFL. So it better be Dio Odengbo. If not, those guys in the interior are going to have their work cut out for themselves.
Nicholas, I appreciate the time. Thank you so much. Let's talk again once training camp gets underway.
Sounds like a plan, Lawrence.
That is Nicholas Moriano, DePaul's best Bears reporter. That's right. I said it. He's it. Yeah.
DePaul's best Bears reporter?
Yeah.
So you're guessing you're not including yourself then?
No, better than me.
Is there anyone else from DePaul on the beat right now?
I don't know.
I'm just trying to figure out if he's by default or not.
I mean, so what if he is?
I mean, you're not wrong if he is. I'm just wondering if there's anyone else from DePaul on the beat.
Well, it depends on what we're considering the beat, because theoretically, Matt Bowen is also... I actually think that Nicholas and Matt have the same academic background, undergrad at Iowa, grad school at DePaul.
I did not know that, actually.
People don't know that Matt Bowen has a master's degree.
I didn't know that until just now.
Yep. See? We're out here, studs, we're out here educating the people. That's what we're doing.
Learn something new.
Every day. Learning is half the battle. G.I. Joe. All right, look. We got to learn about what's going on with the Cubs offense.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And why they've not been as good over the last 10 games. Bruce Levine is at Wrigley Field. We are going to go back there and talk with him about the Cubs losing 2-1 today. And there's some other baseball things. You might not have noticed this because you were worried about the Cubs. Andrew Vaughn is now a Brewer, we think. We'll discuss all of that with Bruce next. It's Spiegel and Holmes. I'm solo today for the next 40 minutes here on The Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.